Title: Brake Swing Shaping for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important modern DNB skills that still keeps that jungle soul intact. Shaping brake swings so it feels vintage and alive, but still hits with modern control. Because in 2026 drum and bass, you usually need two things at the same time. You want the brake to have grit, air, texture, and those natural little timing imperfections that make it feel like a real drummer, but you also need the drop to be locked, clean low end, consistent punch, and timing that doesn't fall apart when the bass line comes in. So here's the plan. We're going to take a breakbeat, warp it carefully without killing the vibe, extract its groove so we can reuse its timing DNA, and then apply that swing selectively. The kick and snare stay solid and engineered. The hats, rides, ghost notes, and little chatter get the movement. Then we'll do a vintage tone chain with stock Ableton devices, and a really big trick, splitting transients from tails so you can have crunch and glue at the same time. Let's build. First, quick session setup so swing behaves predictably. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Then go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. If Auto Warp Long Samples has caused you weird results before, turn it off. Not mandatory, but it prevents live from making creative decisions for you. Now make three tracks. Track 1. Drums Core. This is your drum rack with clean one-shots. Track 2. Brake Texture. This is where the breakbeat lives. Track 3. A drum bus track, or just group the first two into a drum group and process on the group. Grouping is great, because it makes the whole drum picture feel unify. Cool. Step 1. Choose a break and warp it without killing the feel. Drop in something classic. Amen, funky drummer. Think. Whatever fits your vibe. Put it on the break track. Go into clip view and turn warp on. For most breaks, start with warp mode set to beats. Preserve should be transients. Turn transient loop mode off, and keep the envelope around 80 to 100. That usually holds the punch without turning the break into a clicky mess. If beats mode feels too choppy, you can try Complex Pro, but use it sparingly for breaks. Complex Pro can smear the transients, and break beats live and die by their transients. So treat it like an alternate flavor, not the default. Now the big teaching point. Don't overwarp. Put a warp marker right on bar 1, beat 1. Then check where the snare lands on beats 2 and 4. Get it time correct enough that it can layer with your clean drums, but don't add warp markers on every little hit. Every marker you add is you telling live, stop being a drummer and start being a grid. And we don't want that. Your goal here is simple. The break is aligned, but still human. Step 2. Extract groove. This is your vintage swing blueprint. Right-click the warped break clip and choose Extract Groove. Now open the groove pool on the left. You'll see a new groove, usually named after the clip. This is huge, because now you can apply that break's timing and velocity feel to other things without having to commit to the break being the boss of everything. And here's a mindset that'll save you hours. Decide what wins, the grid or the break. In modern rollers, usually the grid wins for the kick and snare, and the break conforms just enough to sit behind it. In more throwback jungle, sometimes the break is the truth, and your programmed elements borrow its timing. Neither is right. Just pick a leader, otherwise you'll keep adjusting forever. Step 3. Build the modern backbone, straight and stable. Go to Drums Core. Load a drum rack. Pick a tight kick with a controlled tail. Pick a snappy snare. Layer if you want, but keep it clean. Add a hat or ride if you like, but we're going to treat the tops separately in a second. Now program a basic DNB skeleton. Kick on beat 1. You can add an extra kick pickup before 3 depending on style, but keep it simple for now. Snare on beats 2 and 4. And do not apply any groove to this clip yet. This is your anchor. This is what makes the drop feel heavy and intentional. Step 4. Apply swing selectively using the groove pool. Click your extracted groove in the groove pool. Set some starting values so you can hear it without it turning into chaos. Try timing around 20 to 35%, velocity around 10 to 25%. Random around 2 to 8%. Now, the important part is not those numbers. The important part is how you distribute groove across the kit. First, the break layer. Apply the groove to the break clip, but keep it subtle. Timing may be 10 to 20%. Velocity, often 0 to 15 because the break already has dynamics. Random, 0 to 5. This keeps it bouncy, not sloppy. Second, your hats and ghost notes in the drum rack. This is where the magic happens. Duplicate your MIDI clip. In the duplicate, delete the kick and snare notes. Keep only hats, rides, ghost snares, little clicks, anything that's not carrying the main weight. Now apply the groove more strongly here. Timing around 30 to 55%. Velocity 15 to 35. Random 5 to 12. Now your top end starts speaking the language of the break. That's where people hear shuffle. Third, keep your kick and snare straight. Either no groove or tiny, like timing 0 to 10%. If you swing your kick and snare hard, the whole track can feel unstable. And that's one of the most common mistakes people make when they first fall in love with groove templates. Pro workflow. Keep your MIDI split into two clips. Core clip for kick and snare. Groove clip for tops and ghosts. That way you can dial the vibe without sacrificing weight. Step 5. Tighten micro timing without flattening feel. Sometimes you get the groove right, and it still feels a little drunk. Like it's stumbling rather than dancing. Instead of deleting the groove and starting over, do partial quantize. Select your hat and ghost notes, not the kick and snare. Quantize settings. 1/16. Amount. 20 to 50%. Not 100. This is like guiding the groove back toward the grid while letting it keep its accent pattern and swing. If you want that classic push-pull jungle thing, do tiny manual nudges. Ghost snares a little late, like a few milliseconds. Kicks a tiny bit early, very subtle. You can do it by nudging notes, or by using track delay as a global nudge. Track delay is underrated. If the entire break feels late, don't rewrite your groove or warp markers. Just nudge the whole track by, say, -5 milliseconds. Then let the groove create internal movement inside the pattern. And here's another coach note. Microtiming is frequency dependent. Low end feels tighter to our ears. If your subweight elements move around too much, it reads as messy. But the top end can swing harder and still feel good. So let the swing live above roughly 150 Hz and keep the weight closer to the grid. Now step 6. Vintage tone chain on the break, using stock devices. On the break track, insert EQ8 first. High pass somewhere around 30 to 60 Hz, 24 dB slope, just to keep the break from fighting the sub and kick fundamental. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400. If it needs air, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 12k, but be careful. Old breaks can get harsh fast when you hype the top. Next, a drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch around 5 to 20. Damp around 5 to 20 if it's getting crispy. Boom usually off, unless you want a tiny bit and you're very sure it's not stepping on the sub. And use the transience knob. +5 to +20 gives you snap. If it's too clicky, go negative. Then add saturator. Mode. Analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And watch your levels. If you think it sounds better just because it's louder, you're going to end up clipping your drum bus and calling it energy. Level match when you can. Optional. Redux for that old sampler bite. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Sample rate around 12 to 20 kHz. Dry/wet 5 to 20%. Subtle. If redux gets brittle, try putting redux before saturation, then saturate gently after. That rounds the edges and feels more like resampling hardware. Step 7. Modern control with the transient and tail split. This is a big one. Duplicate your break track twice. Name one break transients and the other break tails. On the transients track, add a gate. Set the threshold so it grabs the hits and shortens the tails. The goal is not to chop it into nothing. The goal is to make it punchy and consistent. Then add a light saturator or drum bus with transients turned up. This layer is your crack, your snap, your definition. On the tails track, do the opposite. Add auto filter and low pass around 6 to 12 kHz so the brittle stuff stays out of the wash. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release on auto. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're just smoothing, not slamming. Optional. A tiny room reverb, like 3 to 10% wet, just for air. Now blend the transients and tails to taste. This is how you keep that authentic break spray while the punch stays modern. Crunch plus glue. Old plus new. Quick side check that professionals actually do. Check swing against the bass, not only the drums. A break can sound perfect solo. Then you add a reese and suddenly the offbeats drag or flam. So solo break plus bass for 30 seconds. If it feels like it's pulling behind, reduce groove timing before you reach for EQ or compression. Timing problems often masquerade as mix problems. Step 8. Arrangement. How to use swing across a 16-bar drop without making it feel static. Here's a simple roller structure. Bars 1 to 4. Break layer low in volume, mostly tops. Tease the groove. Bars 5 to 8. Bring the break up and maybe increase groove timing slightly on your hat and ghost clip. The track starts rolling. Bars 9 to 12. Add variation. You can increase random a little, or use a second groove template for hybrid feel, like one groove for hats and ride chatter, and a different groove just for ghost snares. Bars 13 to 16, pull the break back, let the clean drums dominate, and set up the next section, and a really effective drop impact trick. For the first two beats of the drop, use a tighter hat clip, almost straight. Then at bar 1 beat 3 or bar 2, switch to the groovier clip. That contrast makes it feel heavier without adding any new sounds. Instead of automating groove parameters, you can also do this the clean way. Make three versions of the same clip. Tight, medium, loose. Place them across the arrangement. It's fast, recallable, and you won't wonder later why your groove changed. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Swinging the kick and snare heavily. That's how your drop loses impact. 2. Overwarping the break with too many markers. Dead groove. 3. Putting 60 to 100% groove timing on everything. It gets messy fast. 4. Not separating frequencies. If the break's low and fights the kick and bass, you'll never feel professional no matter how good your groove is. High pass is your friend. 5. Saturating without gain staging. Watch your bus levels. Level match when comparing. Now a quick practice exercise to lock this in. Make two versions of the same drum loop. Version A. Classic jungle loose. Break groove timing around 20 to 35. Hats and ghosts around 45 to 65. Add a little redux, maybe 10 to 20% wet. Version B. Modern roller tight. Break groove timing around 10 to 15. Hats and ghosts around 25 to 40. Use the transient and tail split and keep transients louder. Bounce both loops and a slash B them. Listen for three things. Does the snare feel stable? Do the hats shuffle? And does the break feel late in a bad way or alive in a good way? Final recap. Extract groove from a real break to capture authentic swing. Keep your kick and snare mostly straight so the track hits with modern punch. Apply groove more to hats and ghost notes than to fundamentals. Use partial quantize and tiny nudges to refine without sterilizing. This audio version is shortened for playback.